Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Campaigning heats up for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Leaders hold whirlwind tours across states to gain support for their party. ED tells Delhi High Court that Aam Aadmi Party to be made co-accused in excise policy scam. Union Home Ministry warns people against blackmailing and digital arrest by cyber criminals posing as government agency officers. US President Joe Biden imposes heavy tariff on Chinese electric vehicles and batteries to protect American workers from unfair trade practices. And in table tennis, Manika Batra becomes first Indian woman to break into top 25 of World Women's Singles Rankings. And now the news in detail. Campaigning has heated up for the remaining phases of the Lok Sabha elections. The polling in this phase will be on the 20th and 25th of this month. The last phase of polling will be on 1st of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign in Maharashtra today. He will address election rallies in Dindori and Kalyan. He will also hold a roadshow in Mumbai this evening. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister and senior Bharatiya Janata Party leader Narendra Modi will address a campaign rally in the tribal-dominated Dindori district of Maharashtra. In Dindori, Prime Minister will be canvassing in favour of Union Minister and BJP candidate Dr. Bharti Praveen Pawar, who is contesting against NCP-SP candidate Bhaskar Bhagre. Later, he will address a campaign rally in Kalyan Lok Sabha constituency where Chief Minister Eknath Shinde's son and two-term MP Shrikant Shinde is contesting. In the evening, Shri Modi will hold a roadshow in Mumbai. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar and City BJP Chief Ashish Shela will accompany him in the roadshow. It is likely that Shri Modi will hold another rally in Mumbai on Friday. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties will campaign in Uttar Pradesh today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will campaign for the BJP candidate in Mohanlal Ganj constituency. Senior BJP leader and UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Mahoba, Jalaun, Jhansi and Lucknow. He will hold a roadshow in Jhansi district. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a political rally in Gaisri Assembly seat of Balrampur district, where by-election will be held in the sixth phase. He will also campaign for INDI Alliance candidate in Faizabad constituency today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Chief Minister of Himachal Pradesh Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu and Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi will campaign in Rai Bareli today. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati will address political rally in Attara area of Banda constituency. Political fever has intensified in the seven Lok Sabha seats of Delhi, with key political figures holding rallies, public meetings and roadshows to woo the voters. BJP leader and former Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, held a public meeting in Kamalanagar area yesterday, while Assam Chief Minister and BJP's leader Himanta Biswa Sarma addressed a public meeting in Lakshminagar area in favour of party's candidate from East Delhi Parliament constituency. BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Mohan Yadav, also held a roadshow in support of BJP's candidate from West Delhi Lok Sabha constituency in Matiala area. On the other side, senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh addressed a public meeting in favour of the party candidate from the West Delhi Lok Sabha seat. Aam Aadmi Party's candidate from New Delhi Lok Sabha seat held a public meeting in Karol Bagh area. Congress candidate from the Northeast Delhi seat held Padyatra in Gokulpuri and Ganga Vihar areas. Congress candidate from Chandani Chowk Lok Sabha seat held a Padyatra in Wazirpur JJ Colony. A total of 162 candidates are in the fray for seven Lok Sabha seats in Delhi. The voting will take place on the 25th of this month. In Odisha, the electioneering is heating up for the upcoming phases of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi are scheduled to address a number of poll rallies and roadshows in support of their respective party candidates in the state today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a roadshow at Cuttack this evening after addressing public meetings at Sorada under the Aska Lok Sabha seat and Baudh under Kandamal parliamentary constituency, while Rahul Gandhi will join a bike rally and address an election rally at Bolangir. Aska and Kandamal parliamentary constituencies and 14 assembly segments coming under their purview will go for vote in the fifth phase on the 20th of this month, while Cuttack parliamentary seat and 7 assembly seats coming under it will go to polls on the 25th of this month in the sixth phase. Odisha is going for simultaneous Lok Sabha and assembly polls. In our series of Lok Sabha constituency profile, today we bring you a report on Kalyan seat in Maharashtra. This parliamentary constituency comprises 6 assembly segments: Ambernath, Ulhasnagar, Kalyan East, Dombivali, Kalyan Rural and Mumbra Kalwa. Around 20,82,000 electors will decide the fate of 28 candidates in Kalyan. More from our correspondent.
The Kalyan constituency has been dominated by the Shiv Sena since its inception in 2008. But this time around, it's a Shiv Sena versus Shiv Sena fight. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde's son, Dr. Shrikant Shinde, who has represented the Kalyan constituency since 2014, is looking for a third straight win. His contender is Shiv Sena UPT candidate Vaishali Darikar Rane, a former corporator from Kalyan Dombivali Municipal Corporation. The Thackeray family has been rooting for Darikar as a strong grassroots worker. In the 2019 general elections, Dr. Shrikant Shinde got more than 62% of the vote. This time too, the contest is not likely to be tough considering that 5 of the 6 assembly seats are being ruled by the Mahayuti Alliance. Nisha Rani, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news on Akashwani. Common University Entrance Test, CUET-UG, scheduled for today has been postponed for Delhi centres due to unavoidable reasons. In a statement, the National Testing Agency said the examination will now be held on the 29th of May. The revised admit cards will be issued for candidates appearing in centres across Delhi. It said the test papers, chemistry, biology, English and general test, which were earlier scheduled for today, have been postponed for the candidates appearing in centres across Delhi only. The National Testing Agency said the examination scheduled today will be held as per earlier scheduled in all the other cities across the country, including Gurugram, Ghaziabad, Faridabad, Noida, and abroad. The Enforcement Directorate has informed the Delhi High Court that the Aam Aadmi Party will be made a co-accused in the alleged liquor policy scam. The case has seen 3 of its key leaders, including Party Chief and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, land behind bars. This will be the first time a political party will be made an accused in a case. The probe agency told the court, which was hearing the bail plea of the AAP leader and former Delhi Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, that a supplementary charge sheet will be filed in the case and the party will be named in it. The Enforcement Directorate is probing the money laundering angle of the alleged scam, and the move comes just days after the Supreme Court granted Arvind Kejriwal the interim bail to campaign in the Lok Sabha elections. The Home Ministry has advised the people to be aware of the fraudsters posing as officials of Police, Central Bureau of Investigation, Narcotics Department, Reserve Bank of India, Enforcement Directorate and other law enforcement agencies. According to the Ministry, a number of complaints are being reported on National Cybercrime Reporting Portal regarding intimidation, blackmail, extortion and digital arrests by cybercriminals posing as government officials. In certain instances, unsuspecting victims are made to undergo digital arrest and remain visually available over Skype or other video conferencing platform to the fraudsters till their demands are met. The fraudsters typically use studios modeled on police stations and government offices and wear uniforms to appear genuine. The ministry has advised that the citizens should immediately report the incident on cybercrime helpline number 1930 or www.cybercrime.gov.in for assistance. The government has asked the citizens to avoid those fake calls wherein the callers threaten to disconnect their mobile numbers. Department of Telecommunications has issued an advisory urging citizens not to take such fake calls. The department has also issued an advisory about WhatsApp calls from foreign origin mobile numbers, impersonating government officials and duping the people. It also advised citizens to report such incidents at cybercrime helpline number 1930. India's biggest skill competition, designed to demonstrate the highest standards of skilling, is all set to commence in New Delhi today. Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Ministry said the event, India Skills Competition 2024, will witness the participation of over 900 students from more than 30 states and union territories.
The ministry has said over 400 industry experts will also participate in the event. The 4-day-long India Skills Competition will allow participants to showcase their diverse skills and talent on a national platform across 61 skills from traditional crafts to cutting-edge technologies. The students will also participate in 9 exhibition skills such as drone filmmaking, textile weaving, leather shoe making and prosthetics makeup. The winners of India Skills will be prepared for the World Skills Competition scheduled to take place in Lyon, France in September this year, which will bring together competitors from 70 countries. Chirag Jha, News Desk.
In international news, US President Joe Biden has imposed heavy tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, batteries, steel, solar cells, and aluminium, saying it would ensure that American workers are not held back by unfair trade practices. These include a 100% tariff on electric vehicles, a 50% tariff on semiconductors, and a 25% tariff each on electric vehicle batteries from China. In his address to the nation from the Rose Garden of the White House, Mr. Biden said U.S. can continue to buy any kind of car they want, but it will never allow China to unfairly control the market for these cars. Moving on to sports, India's ace table tennis player Manika Batra became the first Indian woman to break into the top 25 of the world women's singles rankings. She rose to her career best ranking of 24 following her success in the Saudi Smash last week. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. Modi files nomination in NDA's show of strength, says a headline in Hindustan Times. The Asian Age adds, vows he will end Naxalism in third term. Demand for techies across IT and non-IT sectors in AI, robotics and data science may jump 22% in 2025 as Digital India sparks rush for new age software engineers, cites the Economic Times. EC, the arbiter, resolves 400 of 425 complaints, writes the Pioneer about the rare feat by the Election Commission. And finally, with women voters becoming a growing force this election, the Times of India carries a story which says, Lady luck may shine on those who deliver safety, toilets, affordable transport and check prices. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning heats up for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Leaders hold whirlwind tours across states to gain support for their party. ED tells Delhi High Court that Aam Aadmi Party to be made co-accused in excise policy scam. Union Home Ministry warns people against blackmailing and digital arrest by cyber criminals posing as government agency officers. U.S. President Joe Biden imposes heavy tariff on Chinese electric vehicles and batteries to protect American workers from unfair trade practices. And in table tennis, Manika Batra becomes the first Indian woman to break into top 25 of world women's singles rankings. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.